Fox Sports Show's Baseball Game of the Week. Today, the Mars Hill Panthers travel to Lexington to take on the Golden Bears. Now, let's send it to the field to Jordan Campbell and Matt Zaleski with the call on your home for high school sports. Fox Sports Show.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome in to another Fox Sports Show's Baseball Game of the Week. Matt Zaleski here alongside me, Jordan Campbell in the booth, and Jordan, Lexington, Mars Hills, what we have on tap today out here at Lexington High School should be a heck of a ball game.
Man, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, you look out on the field, Lexington wearing the older style jersey with the high pants. You look across the field, Mars Hill in the dugout with those beautiful red jerseys they've got on. And you know the caliber of both of these teams going up against each other. Lexington starting off the season on the end. They don't want to be on 2-7. Mars Hill sitting at about 5-5. But we know the prowess Mars Hill has in the baseball world. Lexington trying to build up their program under second-year head coach Cole Mitchell. So we've got a good matchup today. Tucker Fowler on the hill for Lexington. He's their ace. We've got Colt Smith going for Mars Hill. Just a sophomore, but you know if you're playing baseball and you're starting for the Mars Hill Panthers, you're a talented player.
There's no doubt about that, Jordan. We're going to get the lineups in just a moment, but I do want to take time to thank our sponsors for today's broadcast. Drew Malone, Edward Jones Financial Advisor. He is your long-term financial partner. 801 East Avalon Avenue, Suite 203 in Muscle Shoals, 256-389-1986. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. And, Jordan, they're kind of rushing out there a little fast on us today, buddy, so we're just going to have to dive right in. Thought we'd have time for lineups, but Fowler's ready to get this thing underway. And he fires outside, ball one, to get this one started.
Stepping up into the box for the Mars Hill Panthers, number 14, Sam Seegers. He takes a swing and a miss at that one. And this guy is a guy who was All-State. Both he and Huntley, the actual catcher today for the Mars Hill Panthers, are both All-State caliber catchers. They both earned All-State honors in the past before. So you know Seegers can play, but tonight he'll be starting in right field.
Yeah, and Seegers, a guy we've seen on the football field. He was one of our Buffalo Wild Wings players of the week. He did foul that one off. Got a 1-2 count here. And that one's going to be outside. That brings the count to 2-2. So Seegers showing a good eye there to lay off the pitch. Fowler is working from the full wind here. That ball is going to be low and outside. That's going to bring the count full at 3-2.
Fowler works quick.
He does work very quick. And the payoff pitch there. Swung on and strike three. Sit him down, Mr. Fowler. Seeger is going to make that walk to the dugout.
Lexington throwing it around. That's how you want to start a ball game on the mound if you're Tucker Fowler. I'll have some more info about Tucker later on as the broadcast progresses, but that's a good sign, starting off with the strikeout of Sam Seegers.
Kay Parrish, the junior, up to the plate here, and he's going to take strike one from Fowler to get his at-bat started. So 0-1 right off the chute here, and you're right, buddy. Fowler doesn't waste time on the hill, does he? He
delivers. No, not at all.
And that ball's ripped to the second baseman. He gets low, and he's going to they're going to say he caught it. No play at first, not necessary. And that's out number two. So Lexington 2-7 on the year, Jordan. But this team's coming out with some good energy to get the first inning started.
Cool day for some baseball. The temperature said it was 52 degrees, but there's a wind blowing about 5 miles an hour.
Little off-speed pitch there to the designated hitter, Landon Moore. So strike one to get things started. Fowler delivers. And make that strike two. So Fowler is delivering here in the early going of this ball game. From the line. And strike three. Three pitches. And that's three strikes, three quick outs. And Lexington gets out of the inning.
Most definitely. That's how you want to start on the mound, Tucker Fowler. The Lexington Golden Bears fired up in this one. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll give you Lexington's lineup and tell you about the Mars Hill Panthers. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Fox Sports Shoals, Florence, 97.9 FM, W250BY, and AM 1340, WSBN, where sports beats music.
Back to Lexington, Alabama. The Bears of Lexington and the Panthers of Mars Hill battling this afternoon, and Lexington had a 1-2-3 inning to get things started. Mars Hill pitcher Colt Smith going to take the hill here, the young sophomore, and coming up to the plate for Lexington is Tyler Pettis, and we'll see what Pettis can offer up here. And that pitch looks good for Smith. Fastball right down the pipe, strike one.
Colt Smith, just a sophomore on the mound for Mars Hill, works a lot slower than Tucker Fowler does. So we'll see how he progresses as the game goes.
Well, off-seas pitch, and well, he's working pretty well, too. That's a good-looking pitch there. 0-2 to get things started. And Jordan, he's working from the stretch already.
Well, I mean, that's something that you'll see some guys do, all the time. You don't ever have to adjust. I mean, if you work from the stretch all game long, if you get runners on, it's the same exact practicum as it would be if you don't. So I think it's a good move. Most relievers do it, but you're seeing a lot of starters, even at the pro level, simplify their windup, and this is just an extra simplified windup.
And that's how you get things started there. That's a swung on strike three, so both pitchers looking good. Early going, obviously, but one away here in the bottom of the first. Lexington and Mars Hill, 0-0. You're just tuning in with us. Mars Hill did go 1-2-3 in the first, and now Lexington at the bat and coming to the plate now. Mitchell Ambrose, the left fielder.
Mars Hill currently 5-4 on the season. Last year went 25-9, lost in the semifinals of the 2A baseball classification playoffs last year to Fife, who ended up being the runner-up. So Mars Hill trying to get back to that level of baseball.
That ball is kind of punched out in the right field. We'll see if it falls. They're going to say fair, so you got a base runner. And he's just going to jog back to first base there. But not a good pitch by Smith, but Ambrose was able to kind of spin one off the inside of the bat there. Put it out in right field, so a base runner for Lexington here in the first inning.
Long as it finds the grass, that's what they say. Try and get them and hit them where they ain't, and that's exactly what Ambrose did there. Good-looking at-bat by him to battle against a good pitcher.
Tyler Cruz coming up to the plate here. And Cruz is going to step in.
Left-handed hitter.
And I thought Cruz was a righty. He may be a switch guy, switch hitter out there. And is that Cruz at the plate? It doesn't look like him.
That's Tyler Cruz.
Okay. I'm thinking of Todd. I'm getting there's brothers out there, and that's why I got confused. Tyler Cruz, the younger brother, at the plate here for Lexington. And I think he took a ball there, and that's going to take another ball. So count 0-2.
2-0.
Excuse me, 2-0, Jordan. I appreciate it. This pitcher's been pitching so well. Two balls, no strikes, runner on first.
Good lead off there by Ambrose. Got to watch for the pickoff move here.
Cruz steps in. That swung on. We got a stolen base pretty easily. The catcher misfired that one. I want to throw somewhere between the pitcher and the second baseman. Easy steal for Ambrose. Swung on and missed at the plate. So now it should be 2-1.
And I wonder if that was supposed to be a hit and run called by Coach Mitchell there and they just didn't execute.
The play looked a little strange. I could say that. All right, Smith, he's at the stretch here. He checks the runner. He fires. That ball's fouled off by Cruz, so that's going to bring to a 2-2 count here. Once again, a runner on second base.
Just a little bit more about Mars Hill. They return Ryder Winborn, Seth Sweeney, Sam Abernathy, Sam Siggers, and Colin Huntley. Those were some of the key guys they had coming back to play this year from last year's team.
Smith steps off the mound there and takes a look over at Ambrose, as Ambrose had a big lead, but he's back on now. He looks in for the sign. He seems to like it. He does check the runner at second. He delivers and fouled off once again by Cruz. Got a little bat on it. Now might kind of punched at it a little bit, so count still 2-2.
Interesting fact about these Mars Hill Panthers, their third baseman, Peyton Higgins, only an eighth grader starting on the varsity level. I know a guy, his name's Justin Spann. He works with the Mars Hill baseball team. As we have a pickoff attempt there by Smith, but Ambrose gets back safely. But Spann, talking about Higgins, said that kid can really hit the ball. As he progresses on through his career at Mars Hill, he's going to be something special.
Well, I want to let our listeners know, Batcha Wild Animals didn't get loose. That's the Lexington ball players down there.
They're firing up today.
Telling those guys to get back. Off-speed pitch, ground ball to the first baseman. And he kind of muffs it over there, but gets it back in time to step on the base. But Ambrose does advance to third base. So two outs now for Lexington. Ambrose is on third. So if they can get a pass ball or base hit, anything's going to score a run here. You know, we got the wild mic working today, Jordan, and listen to those young Bears down there in their dugout. The guys are excited.
Really get you fired up. I mean, even though it's a cold day, these guys are fired up.
Yeah, I got a fly ball here, and well, they call each other off. He drops it. The shortstop drops it. Looked like him and the center fielder were not on the same page. And so that's an error on the shortstop. And Hunter Mosley able to do enough to get the runner in. Ambrose crosses the plate. 1-0 Lexington leading. And there is a runner on first base. And right now, Mars Hill kind of had a hard time filling the ground ball at first and then dropped the fly ball, an easy pop up there. They're struggling a bit in the field to get this thing going.
Alex Scott stepping up. I like this kid. I like his swagger. Let's see what he can do with the plate.
Yeah, Scott's a good player. And that ball's going to be outside. Catcher there steps out for Mars Hill. And he's looking down there to see what's happening to first base. But nothing going there, so good to go. That ball is ripped to right at the right fielder. So nice hit there on the ball for Scott. Unfortunately, hit it right to the right fielder. That's going to do it for the first inning. And 1-0 Bears on top.
Lexington having such a rough start to the season. This is what they need. They need to have Fowler pitch a great game, and they need to get runners on, get them over, and get them in. That's what you saw there. They had a little help from the Mars Hill defense. We'll see if Mars Hill shapes that up. I'm sure Coach Jay Mitchell's not happy with that. I'd hate to be in that dugout right now. But we're going to go ahead and take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll give you more action on our game of the day right here on Fox Sports Shoals.
Back to action here in Lexington, Alabama, as Huntley hits one deep to left, and he's not going to catch up with that one. Huntley's running the base at first. He's at second. He'll hold up there. So that was the second pitch of the inning, and he ripped that thing. And Jordan, you always got to like when a player hits the ball where it's pitched. A lot of guys want to pull the ball, but he hit it nicely out to left field, being a left-handed hitter. And they've got a runner on second base here to get things cranking in the top half of the second inning.
And they're going to bring in a pinch runner is Mars Hill. Let's see if we can find that player. That's Seth Sweeney, the junior, coming in to pinch run for Huntley, who is the catcher. So they're trying to get a little bit more speed on the base pass. Let's see if that pays off for them here early in the top of the second.
Sam Abernathy, he steps to the plate. He did the first pitch swinging. A high fly ball to center field. No problem out there. No problem out there for the center fielder. That's nicely done by Garrett Hill. And that will be out number one. Right now, folks, do want to let our good folks over at Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden know how much we appreciate them. You can find Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden at 4990 Cloverdale Road in Florence. They have the gravelly mower for you. From zero turn to walk behinds, Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden can help you get it done. On the hill here, Fowler goes to work and hit right back to the pitcher. He fires over to first. They do move the runner over to third base. So Sweeney over to third. Now two outs. Mars Hill going to see if they can't manufacture a run here with two outs in the top of the second. Coming up to the plate now for the Panthers, you're going to have Hayden Hibbett coming up. And another player I've seen on that football field quite a bit. He was a good football player. Looks good out there.
On the basketball court, too. Three-sport guy.
He does it all. First pitch swinging. He hits that one the second. Can he build it out? And they got him. What a play. Great play there by the second baseman for Lexington. And that is going to be Garrett Hill. A nice job reaching out and taking care of business. So, Mars Hill, double to get things started. Jordan couldn't capitalize.
Well, Tucker, even though he slows down a little bit when he goes to the stretch, he's still working quick and executing his pitches. That's what you want to see from him. You want to see him get back. And I told you I would tell you more about that. I'll tell you that when we get back from the break, some of the health problems that he just went through. But we're going to go ahead and take another 60-second timeout. We'll be right back to Mars Hill versus Lexington on your home for high school sports, 97.9 Fox Sports Shoals.
Back here from Mars Hill and Lexington and getting things back going. Smith delivers a ball down in the dirt for ball one as Todd Cruz steps into the plate. And that one's going to be a little low, too. Not a bad-looking pitch. Cruz, good eye up there. We got just a moment here. We want to thank the YMCA of the Shoals, the YMCA of the Shoals, here for a better community, a better family, a better you. Go see them today. Visit YMCAShoals.org. Give them a call at 256-246-9622. That's 256-246-9622, YMCA of the Shoals. And 3-0, and he gets a strike there. He's taken all the way on 3-0. So now we have 3-1. Todd Cruz at the plate.
catcher.
The senior catcher. Got a little crazy in him, I think.
Yeah, we talked to him about that before the game starts.
And he ripped one at the young Higgins out there at third base. You mentioned Peyton Higgins playing third base, only an eighth grader. And he couldn't handle that hot corner shot by Cruz. Cruz going to have a pinch runner come in for him, and that'll be Kyle Davis. So Cruz did his due diligence, and Lexington got some cooking here in the bottom half of the second inning. They are leading the Mars Hill Panthers 1-0.
Lexington 2-7. We've talked about that a little bit. Alex Scott, Todd Cruz, Cody Cothram, and Mitch Ambrose, a few of the key players they had returning this year.
And a bunt almost stayed in there, but just got fouled. So he's going to have to go try to do it again, is the pitcher, Mr. Fowler. And Coach Mitchell wants to come out and have a little conversation at the mound.
You know, while we've got a little bit of time here, Matt, I want to talk about Tucker Fowler. I've mentioned him a couple times. Haven't had a chance to talk about it because of the speed of the game. But we were talking to Coach Mitchell before the game, Coach Cole Mitchell, Lexington's coach. And he told us, I asked him, you know, last year, Fowler's stats were phenomenal. I think he said he started two games for him, something like 2-0 with a 1.256 ERA, which is great. Well, this year he's moved into a starter-only role. He was more of a reliever last year. And I asked him, how's his year going? He said, well, he's having to work himself back from pneumonia. Just got back from being in the hospital for 3 days where he lost 10 pounds from pneumonia. So he's trying to build his strength back up. But I'll tell you what, you could have fooled me and never told me he was sick by the way he's pitching today.
Yeah, he's doing a great job out there. I don't want no part of the pneumonia, but I wouldn't mind losing 10 pounds in 3 days. He delivers that pitch, and good-looking pitch to me here, but they're going to say a little outside. So should have 1-1 here. 1-1, no outs. Lexington does have a runner on first. Tucker Fowler at the plate.
And I think that may have been a pitch-out call by Coach Mitchell there to see if they could get Davies out at first.
Well, off-speed pitch there, and not chasing is Tucker Fowler, so count goes to 2-1.
Good block behind the plate there by Huntley.
Kyle Davis gets a lead at first for Lexington. Smith in the stretch here. He fires back over to first, and Davis in, no problem there. Those Lexington guys, they are fired up today. You can hear them down there picking up on the crowd, Mike. All right, Smith looks to go to work, and he delivers. Button laid down nicely by Fowler. That's how you do it. He throws him out at first. A little low throw. Good job by Abernathy going down low and picking that up, but he moves the runner along. Davis now at second, and we've only got one out here. So runner in scoring position, one out. And coming to the plate is Garrett Hill. He is your center fielder, and we'll see if Garrett can't deliver. He is your second baseman. I do apologize. Looking at the number he's batting in, not his position there.
Garrett, a smaller player, but let's see what he can do up there. I've seen small guys really rock.
That ball's a little. So we're going to have a play at third here, and he's out by a mile. That's a great job. The pitch got away from Huntley for a moment, but he fired a dart down the third base line, and they were able to get Davis. So nice job by Mars Hill. Now the bases are empty and two out, so that's a big-time play. Looks like we may have a little problem with the base here as he slid in and knocked the base up. And, you know, when you're doing high school baseball, man, you got a grounds crew. You're the coach, you are the grounds crew.
That's right, so. Third base coach, grounds crew, whatever you got to do. But, you know, Huntley shows right there why he has earned All-State honors at the catcher position. What a strike he threw down to Higgins at third. I mean, that could not have been more on the money. And Davis was out by about two steps. I mean, it really wasn't close at all. I knew as soon as he threw it, he was going to be out. So just showing the arm there, good talent behind the plate.
Yeah, out by a mile. And Jory, what was also impressive, it wasn't just a stolen base attempt. I mean, the ball got away from him. He was able to gather the ball, set his feet, and fire a strike right on the money. So very impressive there. And Smith works, and that ball is going to be outside. I think we got a 3-0 count here, so we'll see if Hill's not taking on this one. And Smith works from the stretch. And that one's going to be outside. That's a four-pitch walk. So, Mr. Hill, take your base. And now we've got a runner on first with two outs. And the nine-hitter and your center fielder, Cody Cothram, coming to the plate.
Don't know a whole lot about Cody Cothram. He seems to be a decent-sized kid. He looks like he's probably young player up there. So You know, sometimes young players may have some struggles in certain situations, pressure situations, but, I mean, there's a reason they're playing on the varsity level. So he's got to have some talent that Coach Mitchell has seen in him.
He steps in here, swinging away on the first pitch, fouls one off. Smith to deliver, off speed, that one's low, gets away from Hundley, so Hill will easily advance to second base. They got a runner in scoring position here, so there's a good chance a base hit could score a run. And Cothram now looking at a 1-1 situation. Smith from the stretch, he's going to look over the runner at first. He delivers, and that's high and outside. So make it 2-1, and I'll tell you, Hill's got a pretty big lead over there, Jordan. He's getting pretty good ways off that bag. And that ball's popped up. Looks to be about the second baseman here. And no problem there. So Lexington threatened a bit, but could not do any damage. We'll end the second inning 1-0. Bears on top.
You know, Lexington really doing all things right now. Mars Hill's had a couple things go wrong for them, which has led to them being down. But the thing about a Mars Hill team is they're so talented, and Coach Mitchell knows what he's doing. He's got a couple state championship rings himself. Don't be surprised if you see Mars Hill come out, string a few hits together, get a couple runs across the plate. This is not going to be an easy day for Lexington. They're going to have to battle against this team. So coming up here in the top of the third, we're back, let's see. Looks like we're going to be at Ryder Winburn, the senior. The shortstop for the Mars Hill Panthers. So anytime you got a senior up there, you put a lot of trust in it. But we're going to go ahead and take a 60-second timeout, and we'll be right back to action right here on 97.9 Fox Sports Shoals.
All right, folks, welcome back in. And on the hill is Fowler. He's working here, just getting back to action. Nice snag by Coach Mitchell, and at the plate, as you mentioned before we went to break, Ryder Winburn. But right now, it is 1-0 Lexington. We are in the top of the third inning, and they're leading the Mars Hill Panthers. Fowler delivers. That ball is just a little outside here, but that's going to bring the count to 2-2. Fowler, and then delivers inside there. Ball fouled off. Just kind of fended that one off. Nice job there, but I'm still impressed with Coach Mitchell's
snagging it in the hat. Yeah, that was impressive.
Looked pretty good over there, didn't he?
Yep, he did. Winburn was a little behind on that one, but he's not on that one.
He gets that one right to the shortstop. He fires over, and they're going to get him. A nice job at shortstop there by number, you know, I got to get my roster here, and I believe
that was Pettis.
All right, that was Pettis. Pettis at the shortstop position. Good job. He's the quarterback and the point guard, so shortstop shouldn't surprise you there. One out. And coming up now to the plate for Mars Hill, Peyton Higgins, the young eighth grader. So you know you got some skills when you're starting on the varsity in eighth grade.
But yeah, Higgins, definitely.
Higgins is in the nine spot, playing third base.
You know, they say a successful quarterback has to have a short memory. Well, a successful baseball player does, too. That error Higgins had earlier, he's got to wipe that out of his mind, not let that affect his game. Go up there and swing the sticks. Like I said, I've talked to some people around the Mars Hill organization, and they've told me that this kid is something special.
And on the 1-1 pitch, he just pops this one up to the second baseman. Job well done by Garrett Hill, snagging that one. We got two outs, and Fowler's pitching a bit of a gem to get this one started, Jordan.
Most definitely. And stepping up to the plate now, Sam Seegers. He struck out in his first at-bat looking to redeem himself here. You know, it's just hard going up against Fowler. He's a very good pitcher, and being left-handed doesn't hurt at all. He's got some good speed, and he has a very good breaking ball he'll break out from time to time. So let's see if he attacks him with the fastballs here if he tries to go off-speed.
First pitch strike, and then he's going to deliver again, this one in the dirt. So now 1-1 to Seegers. And he's working from the stretch, way out in front, the young Higgins. Nice off-speed pitch by Fowler, and he's really doing a great job pitching today. Pitching a gem as we speak, 1-2. See if he can't make this another 1-2-3 inning. And that ball's hit. I think that one's going to find the gap, and it does. Nice job by the young Peyton Higgins. Gets into the right center gap out there. We got a runner on first base for the Panthers, but still two outs.
That was actually Sam Seegers.
Jordan, I'm that's what you're here for, partner.
I just want to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, he deserves credit.
Yeah, most definitely. Seegers, it's a good at bat.
Seegers did a nice job. This game's moving along so fast, I got to catch up with it. And he delivers us Fowler at the plate now, Cade Parrish, and I'm certain about that.
Parrish, the second baseman.
And Parrish swings on and fouls this one off, so 0-1 count here, and the delivery down the dirt. Seegers is going to try to take second, and we're going to have a tight play, but Seegers in safely as the ball was just a little off by Cruz, throwing down to Hill. So now Seegers at second base, got a runner in scoring position, two outs here in the top of the third. Lexington leading Mars Hill 1-0. Fowler delivers another one low in the dirt. Cruz able to block it. Seegers decides to stay at home, so he's still at second base. Now the count's 2-1. Big at bat here for Mars Hill and Cade Parrish. And that ball's hit to the second baseman. Will it find the hole? It will not. But he's going to fire over to first, and that's going to score a run. Seeger's in pretty easily, a little closer than I thought. And 1-1 now for Mars Hill. So they had no runners on and able to get a little two-out rally. But, Jordan, I got to ask you, Hill didn't really have much of a play at first. I thought he should have held that ball up and held the runner at third. But as soon as he decided to make the throw to first, Jay Mitchell waved home Seegers, and that's how they scored that run.
Well, that's just awareness. That comes down to an awareness problem. You've got to know that there's a guy advancing to third, and any throw to first that is not a bullet, especially given most first basemen don't have a cannon on them. And we've got the national anthem playing right now. So why don't we step aside for 30 seconds, and we'll be right back on 97.9 Fox Sports Shoals.
Jordan, I can tell you for the first time, and I've been watching sports and calling sports for a long time. Folks, if you're listening and you're thinking, well, they just decided to cut into a national anthem in the middle of the game, right across, I mean, literally, the softball field is right beside the baseball field. They started the national anthem, and everybody just kind of stopped for a minute and took their cap off. But right there, Moore ripped one to the shortstop, but unfortunately right to him for Mars Hill. He flips it over to second for the out there. And since we just took a break, we'll keep it here. I'm going to let you know about some of the sponsors we have on board for our broadcast for baseball this year. We're very happy that they are with us. And that one of those is Drew Malone, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, your long-term financial partner. You can find Drew at 801 East Avalon Avenue, Suite 203 in Muscle Shoals. That number is 256-389-1986, 256-389-1986. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Also, Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden, 4990 Cliverdale Road in Florence. They have the gravelly mower for you. From zero turn to walk behinds, Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden can help you get it done. And YMCA of the Shoals. The YMCA of the Shoals, here for a better community, a better family, a better you. Go see them today. Visit ymcashoals.org. Give them a call at 256-246-9622. Once again, that number for YMCA of the Shoals is 256-246-9622.
New pitcher on the mound for the Mars Hill Panthers. That is going to be Landon Moore. And I'm trying to figure out what they did with Colt Smith. I don't know if he's done for the game or if they've moved him to another position. I don't seem to see him out there in the field, but we will get you updated on that as the game progresses. But what did I tell you before we took that last break? I said you cannot let up on these Mars Hill Panthers. They are scrappy. They will figure out a way to put runs across the plate. Coach Jay Mitchell's been doing this a long time. That's exactly what they did there. Smart base running and a little help from an inexperienced second baseman in the Lexington second baseman. Hill. Sorry, I couldn't remember his name there. You can't make those kind of mistakes against this Mars Hill team. They'll capitalize on them every time.
Well, I tell you what, Jordan, I'm not questioning Coach Jay Mitchell, but I thought Smith still had some good stuff left in the tank there. He may know the situation better than I do, but I'm going to be honest, I'm a little surprised that they've made a decision to move on after only two innings of play from Smith, giving up only one run. But 1-1 is the score as we go to the bottom of the third, and that new pitcher that you're speaking of for Mars Hill, once again, that is Landon Moore, and he delivers.
He hit him. He hit Pettis on the first pitch, so Pettis takes a stroll to first.
Well, that happened pretty quickly. I'm sitting there looking at the roster trying to figure out the young man's name. We got a runner on first. No wonder those Lexington guys got so pumped up. He delivers the second pitch. He's got some heat, but that one gets away from Cruz and easily over to second base is the Lexington base runner.
Pettis.
And that's number 19, Pettis. And behind the plate here for Mars Hill is Huntley doing a good job. I said got away from Cruz, got away from Huntley.
Whoa, let's go. Whoa,
Ambrose already has a single on the day and came in to score a run as well as stole a base. So he's got a good start to his day at the plate.
He lays down the bunt here. Nice job. Fires that one over to first. Easy out, but it does advance the runner. And so Pettis now on third base with only one out. So a hit by a pitch and a wild pitch put him on second. A bunt gets him to third. Lexington got a real opportunity here with one out in the bottom of the third. The Bears and the Panthers now are tied 1-1. But Lexington hoping they can get something going here and find a way to get Pettis across home plate. And the next guy up with that opportunity will be none other than Tyler Cruz. Cruz fouls off the first pitch. I don't know if we got a car or not.
Hopefully that's not the homer.
I think we're in good shape back there. At least I hope. Cruz steps in. He digs in a little bit here. Working from the full wind is Moore. He delivers high, way high. And let's see here. Wow. And he's going to say safe. That ball came from the backstop. Jordan, our vantage point, I couldn't see how the ball got back, but it got back. It looked to be a tight play. I thought he was out, but they said he was safe. Maybe you saw it differently, but it doesn't matter how I saw it. The umpire said he was safe. Lexington 2, Mars Hill 1, and Jay Mitchell back out to the mound to give his new pitcher Moore a little bit of a pep talk.
Well, you know, Lexington redid their baseball facilities this past offseason. It's all brick now behind home plate. And let me see if I can stick my head out. There's just a little bit of padding that goes around directly behind where home plate is lined up with the L that's painted so beautifully behind home plate. It bounced off of that padding, it bounced off of that brick and got back to Huntley very quick. So Lexington able to capitalize and take a lead. Just as we said, you can't let up on Mars Hill. Those guys are scrappy. Lexington proving to be a scrappy team as well.
And that ball is low and fouled away, but he did take a swing at it. So one ball and two strikes. And I can tell you, Moore's got some real heat out there, but he's a little erratic here in the bottom half of the third inning, in his first inning of the game. He likes to work from the full line. Right now, 1-2 is the count. He throws a little off-speed pitch there, but low. Cruz holds up there, so 2-2 now is your count. And I'm still a little, I guess I'm still scratching my head while Smith exited the game. I thought he was still pitching pretty well.
Well, you know, with the new pitch regulations, and I don't know, it may have been that Smith worked earlier and has already reached his limit. I'm not sure.
Well, Tyler Cruz hits this one to the second baseman. Put some nice metal on the baseball there, but that will be out number two. It is an easy play over to Abernathy. And that will retire Cruz. Hunter Mosley coming up next to the plate. And Mosley stepping in, digging in, the cleanup hitter. Two outs now, the bottom of the third, Lexington 2-1. First pitch swinging, he hits it right to the center fielder. No problem out there. And that'll do it here in the third inning. But Lexington did get a run. They're back on top. 2-1.
Scrappiness. That's how I would define this game. Both teams coming out here taking advantage of any mistake the other team gives them. Lexington is just taking advantage of more mistakes against Mars Hill. Don't count out these Panthers yet. They've still got a half inning to go. We are going to take a 60-second timeout. We'll be right back to action. You're listening to the Game of the Day, brought to you by Fox Sports Shoals, between the Lexington Golden Bears and the Mars Hill Panthers on 97.9.
Bringing it back to action here at Lexington High School, the Bears and the Mars Hill Panthers. 2-1 Lexington as we are now at the top of the fourth, and Tucker Fowler has been pitching great. And there's a swing and a miss at the plate by Mars Hill, Colin Huntley, and that's no 0-2 count. It took first strike and then swings at the third pitch and throws it down the first as the catcher did not corral it, but out number one. And I'll tell you what, Jordan Huntley can really hit the ball. You strike him out on three pitches, you're doing something right.
Yeah, he's struck out three so far. Fowler has, and we've talked about him. I've seen him pitch already this season. This is first time from the press box getting to see him pitch. He's no less impressive. And like I say, you can't tell that he's recovering from pneumonia. The kid looks like he's been in true form all season long, working quick. He slowed down a little bit from the first inning, but he's still working very efficiently.
You got a ball hit down the right field line, but it's hooking foul, and it will be foul. So he's really doing the job. Three-pitch, the first batter, Huntley, three-pitch strikeout there, and now 0-2 already on Abernathy. So first five pitches here at the top of the fourth inning, all strikes, either via a foul ball or just a swing and a miss. with 0-2 to Abernathy. Fowler delivers. Abernathy gets his bat on this one. He pushes it to right field again. I don't think it's going to fall into play.
Did he catch that? Oh, my goodness. What a play.
Yeah, great play out there in the outfield. What a nice job by, is that Tyler Cruz out there? Yeah, nice job as he dove. And I thought that ball would certainly fall. I mean, it would have been a foul ball, but he went over there and got at the line. The line's kind of faded from where I'm sitting, Jordan, so it's hard to see what's fair and foul from here. But great play out there, two outs. First pitch, strike, a swinging is Sam Reagan. And is Jordan, is that name proper? Is that Sam Reagan at the
plate? I think it's Sam Reagan. That's how I've got it written down, R-A-G-A-N.
Okay.
So that's how I would pronounce it.
Sam Reagan there, and already –
Reagan had a sacrifice earlier, sack fly earlier, so he's 0-for-0 on the day.
Well, he hit that one to the first baseman. He stopped it, and can he get there in time? And he's going to be safe as Fowler tried to hustle over and get the ball from the first baseman, Hunter Mosley, but just beat it out, did Reagan. Great hustling down the line. That's why you always hustle down the line. You never know what's going to happen. He's
got
on first base.
Speed, too. Yeah, that didn't hurt him, yeah.
Yeah, Reagan's not the biggest guy out there. He's 150 pounds with a pocket full of rocks, so he's able to scoot down the line there and get a runner on first now. And that ball is ripped, and that ball is deep to left and off the track and off the fence. And here comes Reagan to score, and that RBI double was delivered by Hayden Hibbett. He's a strong guy, Elliot. Jordan, I apologize. And I tell you, when he hit that one, I thought that was going to be over the fence. He absolutely hit a rocket to left. Not deep enough to go over the fence, but he did get an RBI double. So now 2-2 here in the fourth.
Well, the left fielder, Mitchell Ambrose, playing in a little bit farther than he may be. Now, maybe that's where his coach told him to play, but he was playing in a little bit. He just got burned on that one. Sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. But that was a great swing there by Hibbett to put the ball on the bat and pull it as far as he did over the left fielder's head.
Yeah, that was a beautiful job by Hibbett. Now Ryder Winborn steps in. He swung on and fouled off the first pitch here. So 0-1 count for Fowler. He delivers, and a beautiful breaking ball froze Winborn there for the second strike. Jay Mitchell wants to come over there and give him a few words of encouragement, or at least a few words. Winborn will walk back and dig in here, 0-2. There is a runner on second. That is Hayden Hibbett. Fowler, he's the starter here for Lexington. He's still working, and he may have him in a pickle here. And I tell you, right there, buddy, if you're Garrett Hill, you got to get over to that bag, Jordan. You may have got him picked off. Are they going to call a balk?
They are going to call a balk. They confused Fowler a little bit there, and he's going to. That means Hibbett's going to be able to advance to third base. Sometimes you hate to see that, but you've got to have a presence of mind when you're out there.
Boy, he's really hustling down the line there, and that pitch is a bit outside. Coach Jay Mitchell's playing some games out there, trying to frustrate, maybe try to get another balk and get a run across there. But one ball, two strikes to Winborn. Hibbett on third. And that ball's popped up foul. Can he get there? Oh, he got there, but he could not snag it in before he ran into the fence. So the count will stay 1-2 on Winborn.
Just out of the reach of Hunter Mosley over there at first base. Maybe if he moves half a second quicker, he catches that ball. Either way, it doesn't hurt because it's just a strike against the batter. But Tucker's going to dig in here and see if he can execute an out pitch and go back and have his team hitting again.
And that ball is just a bit outside. So 2-2. Here's the count now. Hibbett's on third base. Fowler's working from the stretch now. The score is 2-2. Lexington Mars Hill, top of the fourth. And strike three, swung on, and out. So a nice job by Fowler getting himself out of that situation. But Mars Hill able to tie it back up, Jordan. We got a tied up ball game here.
Most definitely. Alex Scott due up for the Golden Bears. So we'll tell you how he does right after this 60-second break on 97.9 Fox Sports Shoals.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, live here in Lexington High School for the Lexington Bears and Mars Hill. This is our Fox Sports Shoals baseball game of the week. We've actually got two this week, usually one, two this week. Jordan will have the Central Sheffield game by himself Saturday at 6 o'clock. And now Landon Moore is going to go back to work here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Once again, we are knotted up 2-2. Fastball right down the middle and hit right back to the pitcher. He drops it, corrals it, and fires over to get Alex Scott out number one here at the bottom of the fourth. want to thank Drew Malone, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, your long-term financial planner. 801 East Avalon Avenue, Suite 203 in Muscle Shoals is where you can find him. You can call him at 256-389-1986. That's 256-389-1986. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. One out here, and getting back to work is Moore. Off-speed pitch, and it'll be a bit outside. Is Cruz, Todd Cruz, that is. Again, the brothers out here lays off. So one ball, no strikes.
Cruz has a wide stance in that box, takes up almost the entire box. But that means that his when he picks his leg up, when he does his load, he's not going to pick it up like you see a lot of guys do very high. Almost just going to pick up his front foot just a little bit and lay it back down.
And then a strike before it throws this one away here. So, you know, Moore's got some pretty good stuff, but he's a bit erratic.
Yeah, it seems like these Lexington Bears are going up there knowing that, hey, wait for him to throw you a strike. Wait for him to throw you something you can hit before you start swinging away. And so far, it's paid off for him.
Cruz rips one. Higgins, nice snag. Throws it over to Abernathy. Abernathy couldn't catch it clean, but he did catch it on the rebound. And so that's out number two. And I think we got a little Post Malone. That's some Jordan Campbell music right there as Tucker Fowler comes to the plate. So, Jordan, you like him as a pitcher, and I think you guys may have some music interest there as
well. He's got a good walk-up song, that's for sure. Got a good walk-up song.
Well, I'll tell you what, his players will be telling him congratulations if he can make something happen here, but he fouls that one off.
A little late on the fastball there from, from Moore. Sorry.
I'd like to get a radar gun on Moore because that thing's humming back there.
Well, he's got some pretty good speed on it. It's got just a little bit of movement. All balls have a little bit of movement on them, even if they're a straight fastball. But that's basically what he's going to throw you, is straight fastballs, and try and throw them over the plate, say, hey, see if you could catch up to it. He might mix in a changeup or a curve here and there, something off speed. But mostly what you're going to see from Moore is fastballs. Now, where they're going to be, that's the question.
Well, that one was right down the pipe to make it a 1-2 count. So two strikes here and two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Trying to keep this thing tied going to the fifth are the Panthers, and Lexington like to do something about that. The 1-2 pitch, and that one's fisted off to the shortstop.
Tough play.
And he's going to fire across the diamond, and that's in time. Out number three. So three up. Three down here in the bottom of the fourth. We'll go to the fifth, tied up 2-2.
Peyton Higgins, the eighth grade phenom, due up next for the Marcell Panthers. So when we come back, we'll let you know what's going on there. You're listening to our Fox Game of the Week on 97.9 Fox Sports Shoals.
Welcome back, folks. We are live here in Lexington, Alabama. I am Matt Selesky, Jordan Campbell hanging out with me in the broadcast booth. We got a dandy of a game as our Fox Sports Shoals Game of the Week. Lexington, Mars Hill, 2-2. First pitch swinging, the young Peyton Higgins, and he rips one down the line. He'll round first, and he'll check up there. But a leadoff single, first pitch swinging single, that is. And Mars Hill's got something cooking here in the top half of the fifth inning.
Due up next for the Mars Hill Panthers, Sam Seegers. He struck out today and got a single, also advanced on a stolen base as well as scored a run. So he's going to try and build off his last at-bat. But I'm interested to see what Coach Mitchell does with the young eighth grader at first as he gets his lead. Is he going to mess with Fowler, or is he going to try and throw him off his game?
And that's a base hit right up the middle. Another first pitch swinging. And now runners on first and second as they hold up there. And I tell you, right now, Jordan Fowler's pitched a great game, but he's throwing a lot of strikes. I mean, and these guys are starting to kind of sit in on him a little bit and tee off. He may want to work some stuff outside, see if he can't get these guys to chase a little bit.
Well, it seems like some of that fatigue that he may have experienced from losing those 10 pounds is showing back up later in the game. I'm not sure if Coach Mitchell's going to go to somebody else. Right now we've got a little pause as Fowler looks into the dugout trying to get some instruction from his coach. But let's see if he comes back from this successfully or if the Panthers capitalize once again.
Parrish digs in. That ball's high and outside. Runners on first and second for Mars Hill. No outs. 2-2 is your score here in the top of the fifth inning.
Coach Mitchell said of his team, they've worked hard in the offseason, and I know they are ready to see someone else in the other dugout. They've already seen it.
Parrish hits this one to center, right at the center fielder. He thought about tagging, decided against it, so they don't have to pay the Pied Piper for that one. That's one out. Mr. Fowler's got to feel a little bit better. Double play could get you out of an inning here. Still runners on first and second, but Landon Moore, he is the three-hole hitter. He's up at the plate now with an opportunity to deliver for his Mars Hill team. He'll dig in here. Fowler looks, checks the runner at second. Steps off. steps back on. And I can tell you, Higgins getting a pretty nice lead over there. He delivers off-speed pitch, beautiful pitch, and Moore swinging away and comes up empty. 0-1.
More often than not, Fowler not going to worry about the lead Higgins has at second because of the distance between catcher and third base if he were trying to go. They trust Cruz's arm, and I don't think Higgins wants to test him.
And they're going to bunt. He's going to fire to third. He gets a force at third. Great job. Great awareness by Fowler. Now the bunt was a bit strong there by Moore. Came all the way back to Fowler pretty easily. Heads up play to get the lead runner at third base. So now started the inning, Jordan. Runners on first and second. No outs. Still first and second, but now with two outs. And Fowler now can get it out anywhere and get out of this inning, which looked very promising for Mars Hill just a few hitters ago.
But luckily for Mars Hill, they've got the four-hole hitter Colin Huntley up, so he's going to look to capitalize.
He delivers. Ball one. As Huntley, the lefty, steps in the batter's box here. Fowler checks the runner at second. A low. And that's going to be ball number two, so a little behind in the count is Fowler, 2-0. Huntley doing a good job at the plate, being selective. And the ball's fouled off, so that brings the count to 1-2. Big situation here for the Panthers, Jordan.
I like the way Huntley swings the bat, though. He's quick through the zone. He doesn't have a long back load. He brings his hands through, attacks the ball at the point of contact, does a good job of getting the barrel of the bat out there and making good solid contact on the ball. If he connects, he's got some power. You could tell, obviously, being the four-hole hitter, he's going to see if he can drive in a couple runs.
Good-looking pitch there from Fowler, and he took that strike. So now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, runners on first and second. We are here in the top half of the fifth inning. Lexington and Mars Hill knotted up at two apiece.
Huntley has a double, but has also struck out today. So it's feast or famine so far. Right now, I think he wouldn't mind a nibble.
And he's going to rip that one to left, and that's going to find the spot. And coming home, one Panther will score. And they're going to hold the runner at first and third. So a two-out double by Huntley. Scores a run for Mars Hill. Runners on second and third now. And 3-2 is your score. So Mars Hill still threatening here in the top half of the fifth. And coming up is the five hitter, Sam Abernathy. And Fowler still working. They're going to keep him in the game for now.
Sweeney coming in to pinch run for Huntley, the catcher.
Good eye there, Jordan, catching that. Abernathy steps in. And he's going to hit this one to right, but right at the right fielder. So they're going to get out of the inning there. 3-2 is your score. Only were able to score one, but they are back in the lead. So 3-2 is our score as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Mars Hill leading Lexington.
Hill coming up for the Lexington Golden Bears. He's the eighth place hitter playing second base, and we'll see who he goes up against. I would imagine there's going to be Moore again. So Hill for the day has just walked, and he advanced on a wild pitch, got to second. That's as far as he's traveled on the base pass. Hopefully he will get the chance to come around. That's what the Golden Bears are pulling for. We'll see what he can do right after this 30-second timeout.
Welcome back, everybody, live here at Lexington High School for our Fox Sports Show's baseball game of the week. And Mars Hill now has a 3-2 lead as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And Moore still on the hill. He delivers a first pitch strike. And I believe that number is kind of covered up for me, Jordan. Is
that's Garrett Hill.
Yeah, Hill. I thought that was Hill. He's got a unique batting stance there, swinging away strike two. And Jordan, you look at that batting stance. I mean, I don't mean lazy with the bat in a negative way, but just kind of lets it kind of hang back there. Legs in there pretty tight. Well, I thought we had a foul ball coming right to our face, but fortunately, it missed us.
If I had brought my glove, I probably could have fielded that one right over here down the third base line. But going back to Hill's stance, it is a little bit unorthodox, but he leaves that bat laying down. And instead of trying to load it at the back of his swing, all he does basically is torques his body, his midsection, and then just brings that bat through, and then those hands follow along. So even though it looks like it might be lazy, and that's going to be a successful... Well, I thought it was going to be a base hit. What a play by Seegers. Wow.
Great job by Seegers as he swung on and hit a good liner out to the right fielder. But Seegers comes in, gives the old fist pump, slides in, and makes a big play. So Hill did get some good good metal on the ball there, but No runner. Did not get rewarded for those efforts. Coming up now, the nine hitter, Cody Cothram, steps in. Moore hits him right in the head. Not dangerous, though. I mean, obviously, when you get hit in the head, I don't want to underplay it, but just kind of ricocheted off the back of his batting helmet there. He hustles down the first base, so got a runner on first, and kind of the same thing with Moore here. You talk about feast or famine, he'll strike you out or knock you out, one of the two.
he's going to do something out you, that's for sure. But so far, Lexington's had a good probability of, or they've done a good job of scoring their players who've been hit. The only other player who got hit went ahead and scored a run in the bottom of the third. So they're going to try and get Cothram around and see if they can tie this game back up.
Pettis steps in. Strike one. Pettis looking. And Jordan, I'll tell you, one thing's been interesting about this game, 3-2, but nobody's ever had more than a one-run lead. It's just everybody keeps answering the bell. We'll see if Lexington can't answer it right here.
Yeah, most definitely. Both of these teams are very talented, as we see Moore pick off to first. Cothram back in safe. But Lexington may be playing a little bit better than expected, judging by how they played to begin the season. But that's still to say, I think this Lexington team is a very good team.
Yeah, they are a very good team. And Cothram hustles down the second, but all for naught as Pettis fouls this one away. And that brings the count to 0-2, so Moore working ahead in the count. Jordan, you know a little bit about being ahead in the count, don't you, partner?
Most definitely. You can listen to the Ahead in the Count professional baseball podcast. It comes out every Thursday, sometimes on Friday, but you can download that at foxsportsholes.com.
Throws over to first, does Moore. Cothram back in easily.
And it's a good thing they've got an eye over at Cothram at first. He did try to steal just a second ago, but the ball was tipped at the plate by Pettis, so Cothram had to return back to first. So you got to watch him. He's ready to run.
And, boy, I don't know, that was kind of a karate chop swing Pettis had there. Fended that one off. But
fisted that one off, yeah, on the small part of the bat. Those hurt sometimes.
Yeah, that was. He may have been swinging at that one to protect himself.
I think he was swinging at it just to keep the at-bat alive. It was more of a defensive, I need to get some metal on this thing.
Yeah, it was something. 0-2 still the count. Pettis digs in, runner on first. The runner's going. The pitch is high. We'll have a play at second. And that ball is thrown past the second baseman. Great job, Mars Hill. Great job by the shortstop. And that shortstop is Winborn. A good job to do his job. A lot of guys don't hustle over there and back it up. If he didn't do that, Cothram would probably be on third base right now. So good job by Winborn. But we're going to have the pitch here, and that ball is going to be a bit outside. So I'm thinking that's 2-2. I'm kind of got lost on the count. We got a 2-2 count here. 2-2. Cothram gets a lead at second. Moore doesn't pay attention. And fouled away by Pettis.
He's battling up there. He's making Moore waste some good pitches, trying to get as much metal. It's hard to say metal. Trying to get as much metal on these pitches as he can just to stay alive, make Moore work a little bit, hopefully tire him out, and then have him mis-execute a pitch that he can take advantage of.
And, folks, I'm going to throw a disclaimer out there for us. If we use the term wood, it's probably metal, but you know what we're talking about. And that was a good-looking pitch. And we got a play at third, and that ball is a wild throw to third. Cotham going to steal that round and go home, and we are knotted up again. Three runs apiece, and boy, oh boy, what a game we have in our hands right now. Like I said, Jordan, nobody could seem to get more than a one-run lead, and right now we're back knotted up at three apiece as Coach Cole Mitchell, the head coach here on the third baseline, clapping it up. He's fired up, as he should be.
Coach Jay Mitchell over in the Mars Hill dugout, not as happy as Coach Cole Mitchell is.
Yeah.
What a throw there by Coach.
Yeah,
Mitchell.
I kind of noticed that, too.
Back to the pitcher. He got a cannon on you, Coach.
Cole is slinging that thing around the yard a little bit, man. He's cold out there throwing it. And Pettis, a great job of the plate. He battles, and rips one to right. And he has got a runner on now. So one out for the Bears, and Pettis is on. They got the heart of the lineup coming up. Next up to the plate,
Mitchell Ambrose.
Is Mitchell Ambrose, the number two hitter.
He's got a single and a sack bunt, so he's one for one technically on the day, looking to capitalize and take the lead away from the Panthers, of course. It's going to be hard to do. The fundamentals of these Mars Hill Panthers, as always, very high.
Throw back over to first there, and easily back in is Pettis. Folks, you're just tuning in with us. This is our Fox Sports Show's baseball game of the week. 3-3 is your score. Mars Hill and Lexington. And that ball is hitting the gap. Nice job by Ambrose. Pettis over to second. Ambrose to first. The runners are first and second, one out. And it looks like the Bears got something cooking here in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
Takes that one right back up the box, just past the pitcher, but the shortstop nor the second baseman could get to it. Good piece of hitting. They always say you're on the ball if you hit it right back where it came from, and Ambrose most definitely was that.
Cruz, the lefty, coming up to the plate. He is the three-hole hitter, and he's going to dig in here. Moore still working for Mars Hill. He works from the stretch. He delivers. That's high. Ball one.
On the day, Cruz is 0-for-3. He's lined out to the first baseman, grounded out to the first baseman, unassisted, and then grounded out to the second baseman. But if you remember earlier in the game, he made that fantastic catch in foul territory. So he's a little hyped up. Let's see if he can capitalize off of that.
He went golfing on that one, and he's golfed it right to Seegers. And going to hustle back to the bag there is Pettis. You know, I'll tell you one thing that stood out to me about this Tyler Cruz kid. I think he's only a sophomore, and, boy, he's got really good hand-eye coordination. He really does a good job of tracking that baseball. Didn't get a desired result there. Two outs now. Lexington hoping they can try to bring a runner home and take this lead going to the sixth. But we'll see if Hunter Mosley's the guy that can do it. First pitch swung on and fouled off. So he's going to be behind in the count to get things started, 0-1.
Hunter Mosley, also a left-handed hitter, the big first baseman. What do you think he is, about 6'2", 210? I mean, he's a big guy out there, but he has his stance. He's got his legs about shoulder-width apart, but he stands pretty far up in the box. Typically, when you see that, it's against a guy who doesn't have a lot of speed. You want to be able to jump on the ball before it drops off the table at the end. But from everything that I've seen from him in my two or three games that I've seen him play, that's about where he stands every time. That's where he's comfortable, so that's what he's used to. Of course, Moore, we've talked about him. He's got some heat behind him. So it's not like he's adjusted at all, but he's got good bat speed. He can get it through the zone.
Throws another fastball there and fouled off by Mosley. So that'll make it a 1-2 count. So Moore able to work ahead in the count here a bit. We'll see if he can't get it out here and keep his team tied up. Lexington hoping they could take a lead here going to the sixth. Moore works. And the ball's fouled off again. Nice job by Mosley. It's a good pitch. Fastball right down the pipe. Couldn't quite catch up to it. I just heard that ball hit a car, and I just hope it wasn't the Hummer.
Yeah, I don't either. But I will say this, Lexington being scrappy, just like these Mars Hill Panthers have been, they're making more work on the mound. You saw Pettis having a bat earlier go 5, 6, 7 pitches. Right now, I believe that Mosley's at 3 or 4 pitches, but he's still making more work as well. He's fouling them off, waiting for Moore to get tired, and mis-execute as he did right there, throwing the ball high and outside.
And 2-2, Moore. Or it seems to get a little discouraged here when players do a good job of hanging in there. His outs seem to come pretty quick. Guys hanging there, they sometimes get a base hit. 2-2 pitch, fastball swung on. And I thought it was a swing and a miss.
Say he got a little bit on it, fouled it off.
Yeah. He didn't know. I wasn't sure if he knew.
Yeah, he
did. About jogging back, then he jogging both ways.
And if Huntley would have held on to that one, of course, Mosley would have been out there, but still a little bit of life left in the bat of Hunter Mosley.
2-2 count, payoff pitch, and that swung on a strike three. A great job by Moore as he gets Mosley swinging. Gets out of a tough situation, but not before Lexington able to put another one on the board and tie this thing up.
This scrappy Lexington team fighting and clawing, they will not go down without a fight. They've tied it up yet again, as you just said. But Mars Hill is ready to come up to the plate and see what they can do here in the top half of the sixth inning. We will bring you that action right after this 60-second break.
Fox Sports Shoals, Florence, 97.9 FM, W250BY, and AM 1340, WSBN, where sports beats music.
Back to action here at Lexington High School. Fowler still working for the Bears here, doing a great job. 1-2 as he just delivers a strike. Or is that going to be 1-1? Well, right there, that ball is ripped to the shortstop. Firing away is Pettis, and yes, sir. Count him out. Nice job there. And that's going to be out number one. So Fowler going deep into this game. Jordan, not keeping a pitch count, but he's got to be getting up there.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. If I had to imagine, probably sitting in the 80s. As a senior, he can go into, I think, 125 is the limit for him now. But I want to give credit to Hunter Mosley. That was a good play to get to the ball there by Pettis, but an even better play by Mosley to dig it out. That throw was a little bit low. So good play all around there by Lexington.
3-3 is your score right now. And the ball is low. So two quick balls here.
Hayden Hibbett up to bat. He's got a – well, he grounded out to the second baseman, and he has a double. He had that deep double over Ambrose's head a couple innings ago.
Yeah, he really, really ripped that one. I thought that was going to be a home run. Just deep on the warning track there. Hibbett shows bunt. Doesn't bunt. Takes the fourth ball and gets the – and jogs down the first base. So he's now on first.
Hibbett's a guy you got to worry about on the base pass. He's a very good athlete. His entire family are very good athletes. I know his brother Griffin, very good athlete, and he's got another brother. His mind escapes me right at the moment. I apologize for that. But Hayden, just as good an athlete as those two guys are, so he's going to give you some trouble on the base pass. We saw him earlier messing with Fowler when he was on third base, running halfway down the line, making Fowler think. He didn't score, but he can give you some trouble out there.
Winborn kind of heard the crack on that one, but it's fouled down the third baseline. So Winborn at the plate, Hibbett on first, one out. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 3-3. 0-1 pitch to Winborn. Fowler works from the stretch. He fires back over to first, checking the runner there. Everything's good. Hibbett back in safely.
In the Mars Hill bullpen, Seth Sweeney warming up, the young left-hander. Well, I say he's the young left-hander. He may be a senior. I'm not exactly sure, but
and they're going to pick him off, but couldn't make the play happen. Hibbett showing some speed out there. You kind of felt they were in a good situation. Fowler a little slow to the throw over to first base, and then Mosley fires it high. Good job by Pettis to back up the second baseman there, Hill, and it saved another advancement there by the runner to third. So now Hibbett on second base. 1-1's your count. We do have one out in the sixth. Fowler checks the runner, delivers. Ball hits the third baseman. Scott gets in front of it, fires over to first, and now he's going to throw back across the bag. Back across the diamond, excuse me. Couldn't get Hibbett on the throw back to third. Two outs, however, but Hibbett did advance to third base. So now Mars Hill with a runner on third. There are two outs, and Fowler's hoping he can get out of this inning here facing the young eighth grader Peyton Higgins and not allow Mars Hill to retake this lead just after Lexington tied it back up. And that ball's hitting to the shortstop. Pettis fires across the diamond, and can he get him? He is safe. Safe, and a runner will score. I couldn't tell at first, but he's safe. Mars Hill, Hibbett gets on base there. A nice job. He probably wouldn't have scored, Jordan, if he didn't beat the pickoff play a little earlier. And Mars Hill, that may ultimately be the run. We'll find out that wins the game.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it was a good play there by Hibbett all the way around. That one was very close. I'm not exactly sure that, let's see, was that Higgins or was that Winborn? That was Winborn. I'm not exactly sure that, no, that was Higgins.
That was Higgins.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm not sure that Higgins touched the bag, but they're going to let him have it anyway. And they've got another pickoff here.
Got him!
They got him that time.
Yeah, pickoff, and they got him, but not before Mars Hill can retake the lead back ahead 4-3.
Mars Hill does take the lead there, Matt, but we've seen Lexington scrap from behind all day. Well, they've had a lead, and then they fell behind. They've had a lead, and they fell behind. So they're going to look to continue to do what they've been doing all day, and that's fight to the end. Of course, Seth Sweeney will be your new pitcher. We'll tell you all about it right after this 60-second commercial timeout.
Chilly breeze is starting to come in here. Cool afternoon here in Lexington, Alabama. And we got a dandy of a ball game going. Our Fox Sports Show's game of the week. Mars Hill did retake the lead over Lexington 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth. In the top of the sixth. We'll make our way to the bottom of the sixth inning. But we got a new pitcher coming up here for Mars Hill. And that looks to be number 24, the junior, Seth Sweeney.
Left-handed pitcher, something different, something Lexington has not seen today. But when you've got a guy who's your ace in Tucker Fowler, you're having to go up against him in live practice almost daily. A left-hander should not be the problem. It may be the speed, it may be the off-speed stuff. I've never seen Sweeney pitch before, but you can hear these Lexington Golden Bears are ready to take on the challenge.
Yeah, they certainly are, and Alex Scott, first up to have his opportunity at it. And ball one to get things started.
Sweeney seems to have a little bit of speed on him. We got to buy a radar gun, Matt.
I'm going to let you fight that out for his partner. And that ball's ripped down the line, but unfortunately just foul. So 1-1's your count.
Maybe a foot foul. That would have been a good hit right past Higgins at third, who's playing just about, I don't know, maybe 8 foot off of the third base bag. That would have been a great hit for Scott to start in the bottom half of the sixth inning. However, it is foul, so we'll see what he can do with this one.
1-1's the count here. Swinney working with Scott. Swinney delivers. And that ball will be fouled off as well. So I'm trying to get a few pictures here to make sure to update our social media sites. You can hang out with our station on social media, on Facebook. Like us at Fox Sports Shoals and follow us on Twitter at Fox Sports Shoals. You can follow me directly on Twitter at MorningMattFSS as well as on Facebook, Matt in the Morning. Off-speed pitch there by Swinney, and it finds the gap and right. So Alex Scott on base. Let's try to get things cracking here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Jordan, our first game last Friday, it wasn't very competitive. It was all Wilson all night long, 14-3 over Lauderdale County. Couldn't be any more different today, 4-3. Nobody's had more than a one-run lead at any time. Nobody scored, I believe, more than one run in any inning. And so 4-3 is your score here. And it is a grind out here. Swinney's going to work. From the stretch, he's going to toss it over and check Scott at the base. No outs for Lexington working here in the bottom of the sixth, but they are trailing 4-3.
Abernathy playing a few mind games over there at first, acting like he's going to attack, throw it back. This Wilson team, that's a team we've got a chance to see. But looking at their record, they've had a great year so far under head coach Warren Fowler. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they've won eight. They've won eight in a row.
I think it's up to nine.
Did they win today?
I thought they started 1-3, and I think they're 10-3 now.
Yeah, they're 10-3, I believe, but they lost a couple games since then. I know that they won eight in a row. That's all I know. But they're a very talented team, and Mars Hill lost to them. But they've been in every game that they've lost this year. So this Mars Hill team's still a very talented team. Most of the 2A teams are going to face, once they get to the playoffs, they're going to face some good competition. But with this experience against these bigger teams here in the Shoals, it's going to help them in the long run.
Certainly getting prepped for it, Jordan, no doubt there. And the runner takes off. Todd Cruz rips one to left. And coming in, diving to make a play, cannot make it. Scott's going to round third. He's going to check at third. Cruz back to first base. Great effort by Hayden Hibbett. He dove, got his glove on it, couldn't catch it. And a great effort there. But Kyle Davis will make his way on to pinch run for Todd Cruz. And Hibbett had a great effort there. Jordan just couldn't get there in time to make the play, but Lexington here, no outs.
It was a long run. I mean, the ball was hit right into the gap. Long run there for Hibbett to make it. I'm not going to charge him with an error on that. I'm going to go ahead and give Cruz the single on that play, but Lexington sitting where they need to. Runners at first and third, nobody out.
And Scott was way down the line there. And Higgins was back on the base. I think they would have had a chance to get him there, but not the case. Runners first and third. They're on the corners right now. No outs for Lexington. Swinney working for Mars Hill. He delivers. That's a bunt attempt. Wasn't there. And Tucker Fowler gets a strike on him.
Sometimes I wonder if players miss the bunts just so they can swing away on that third one. I'm not saying that's what Fowler did, but if I was up there, I might think, I'll just miss a couple bunts.
Yeah, well, we'll just.
That's why I didn't get to play high school baseball.
0-2 now. Swinney works. And they're going to try to pick off. Now they couldn't get it there, and then a drop ball, and Scott takes off home. So they tried to get Davis, and they had him picked off, but an errant throw by Abernathy, and then not fielding it cleanly there by Mars Hill. Scott decides to take off. He's at home safe, so the game is tied once again 4-4, and Davis is over there working at second base. By himself in scoring position with no outs. So Lexington tied it right back up here in the bottom of the sixth. And if they can manufacture a run and get a lead, all they have to do is work the top of the seventh to try to secure a big win. And, Jordan, you said it when we came on today, and you said it throughout the broadcast. You look at Lexington's record, they're 2-7, but they're a scrappy team, and they're probably a lot better than their record may indicate. This will be a huge win for them today if they were able to knock off Mars Hill.
Yeah, most definitely. And to give some credit to who they're playing, I mean, as far as Mars Hill goes, Mars Hill, some of the losses that they've had this year, they lost to Wilson, they've lost to Hackleberg, a very good Colbert Heights team, and a very good Lauderdale County team. So it's not like the team that they're playing in Mars Hill is just down this year. It's just the competition they faced. They've been bigger, and they've been better. And so to say that this Lexington team, who started off a little bit on the slow side, just isn't good, that's not fair to them. They've been fighting all day long. They're going to continue to fight, trying to get another run in so they could take the lead here. But, of course, Seth Sweeney on the mound not wanting that to happen.
That ball's hit right to the pitcher, and they're going to get Davis in a tough situation there, and they're going to get Davis out at second. But reaching base safely there is Tucker Fowler. So Fowler now on first. Garrett Hill coming to the plate, and that's tough for Lexington. They had a runner in scoring position with no outs, and instead they will now have just a runner on first with runner one out. But coming into pinch run for Fowler is number 13, Daniel Thaxton.
That may be the end of the line for Fowler. Coach Mitchell may be looking at warming somebody up. I can't actually see the bullpen, and they may just be pinch running for Fowler. I'm not exactly sure. He may try and go ahead and go the top of the seventh here. They need to get a run in before they worry about bringing in a closer. That's what they're going to try and do, working with just one out.
And Hill swings on the miss. Sweeney, a little high heat. He got Hill to chase it. So Sweeney's now working ahead here, 0-1.
Lefty on lefty advantage to the pitcher.
Ball's low and outside, so count back to even at 1-1. The Lexington dugout, excited to say the very least. Our crowd mic is picking them up, and they are loud and clear down there. Beautiful off-speed breaking pitch there, and it gets Hill frozen 2-1, or 1-2, excuse me. Getting a lead at first of Thaxton, not much of one. Sweeney, a lefty, works from the stretch. He delivers. That ball's hit to the first baseman. Abernathy steps over on the bag, out number two. It does advance the runner, so a fielder's choice there. And now on second is Thaxton with two outs. So Lexington, two hitters ago, Jordan, they had a runner on second with no outs. Now a runner on second with two outs.
And up to bat for the Golden Bears, Cody Cothram. Let's see what he's done on the day. He's popped out to the second baseman. He's also been hit by a pitch, stole two bases in advance to score a run on an error by the catcher. So hasn't done anything as far as actually getting on his own merit, but he has got on and scored a run. So he's looking to drive in Thaxton, who's taking a lead at second.
And the ball is fouled away. So Cothram with a big opportunity here. Score run for his Bears, or to not score run, excuse me, but to drive one in. Base knock will have an excellent chance to bring Thaxton home. Sweeney delivers, and Cothram way out in front of a pitch in the dirt.
Good
so.
Breaking ball.
Stay inside the ball.
Good breaking ball as you hear the Lexington Golden Bears team just trying to tell Cothram what he needs to do.
0-2 is the count now. And Sweeney, well, he delivers, and that one's going to be a little low, a little fastball. Couldn't find the strike zone, so 1-2.
Just wanting to let you know, this is a doubleheader. We are not broadcasting the second game, but if you're listening and you want to get out here to Lexington to see two very good teams match up against each other, you need to come on.
And that ball is strike three, but the ball gets away. So hustling down the base path is Cothram, and he will make it safely to first. So a bit of a break there as he gets the first, advances Thaxton the third. So runners on the corners with two outs, and Pettis coming to the plate. You know, George, sometimes you see a wild pitch, just swing at it and run, you know, and don't even try to hit it.
That's right, and it works. Sometimes it works for you, but let's see. We've got Pettis up. He is the sixth batter of the inning, so Lexington doing all they can. They might run through their entire roster before they get one single run in.
he's the one hole hitter in the sixth out of the inning, so we'll see if Pettis can't deliver. He'd love to deliver here and give his team a lead going to the seventh inning. Pettis steps in, Sweeney delivers, and Pettis takes ball one
inside, didn't shy away from it, but it didn't touch it.
You know, Jordan, from this angle, sometimes it's tough. I thought that was a good pitch, but certainly from the angle I have, it's hard to tell. You saw it inside. Sweeney lets that one go. It gets away. Thaxton's going to go home. Can he get there? He will. And Lexington back on top, 5-4. on a wild pitch by Swinney. And, boy, Lexington's got to like where they're sitting right now.
Well, I'm going to just say this, Matt. It wasn't so much of a wild pitch as it was a pass ball. Huntley should have been able to catch that ball. It hit off of his glove. That pitch was also inside like the last one by Swinney. But Huntley should have stopped that ball. So I'm going to credit Huntley with the error on that one. Not a bad pitch by Swinney, just a little inside. However, good execution by Lexington.
And then that ball started down the third, no good. And another run will come across the plate. And Cothram strikes out, hustles to first base, ends up scoring first an error on the catcher on a pass ball, and then another error on the catcher. Or I'd say that was on the third baseman on the throwdown. Couldn't handle it well, and he gets home. So now 6-4, and Lexington's feeling pretty good here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Pettis rips one to left, and it's going to fall down. Pivot's chasing it. Pettis around first in the second base. And Pettis going to hold up there at second. So a two-out rocket to left. And Lexington seeing if they can't tackle a couple of insurance runs.
Lexington scored a couple runs there, and Pettis was at bat the whole time. He doesn't get any RBI for those. But Lexington, once again, I can't say it enough, scrappy, scrappy, scrappy. They've continued to fight, continued to claw, and they're in a position now. You mentioned it earlier. All they have to do in the top of the seventh is come out and get three outs without letting Mars Hill, you know, score two to send this game to the bottom of the seventh, see if Lexington can win it. But you can't count either one of these teams out. Coach Jay Mitchell has been doing this a long time, and he knows how to work the pitcher where, you know, he's going to make it throw a lot of pitches. And I don't know if Tucker Fowler's still pitching in this game. I don't see anybody warming up in the dugout. Great play there by Higgins at third to throw Ambrose out at first base. But left to be seen. Lexington does a good job of battling back, taking the lead, a two-run lead, the largest lead of the day by either one of the teams. So now they've just got to go out there and see what they can do here in the top of the seventh, see if they can shut down the Panthers or if the Panthers can capitalize. Fowler walking back out to the hill. We're going to take 60 seconds to bring you to action right after this.
Welcome back in to Lexington, Alabama on a cool, crisp evening, and we got a great game on our hands. Lexington 6, Mars Hill 4. We are going to the top of the seventh. The Bears trying to shut him out and get the big win. And Fowler, he is your starting pitcher, hoping to get the complete game decision here. And he's got to get three outs, and he can do it at the plate for Mars Hill right now. Is the leadoff hitter, Sam Seegers. He delivers there. That's a strike, but he don't. And so now we're at no balls and two strikes. Fowler delivers again. Seegers does get his bat on it, but he fouls that one into the middle of the softball game.
I will say this. Seegers has had a great day at the plate. He's gone 2-for-3, and he's got a stolen base. Struck out his first at-bat, but it's got singles both times, and he scored two runs off of those last two singles. So Marcel showing you if they can get Seegers on, they find out a way to get him in.
Sam's going to dig in here. 1-2 the count. Fowler works from the line, and that one's ripped.
Coach Jay Mitchell not going to try and field that one with his calf as he did earlier.
Yeah, that one had a little too much mustard on it. One ball, two strikes. And Seegers is fighting hard up there. Fouls that one off as well, staying alive.
Cruz thinks he should have caught that one. Taps his chest to tell Fowler, sorry, man, that's my bad. I should have had that guy out there. Now Fowler's got to go back to work, and I'm sure that pitch count's getting close to the limit.
And that one, he swings, misses. Cruz doesn't hold on to it cleanly, but he picks it up, throws it down the first base. Didn't throw it with a lot of authority, but it got there, and that's out number one. Lexington two outs away from getting a big win here against Mars Hill. I thought Sam Seegers, he needs to change his new song coming to the plate to little John Travolta staying alive out there, man. He's battling hard. And strike one to Cade Parrish. So Fowler still working well. And Jordan, you made mention of his pneumonia. You wouldn't know he's been sick for a while. Ball's hit right back to the pitcher. Fowler tosses over to Mosley. Out number two. And Lexington one out away from winning this ball game. And, boy, they've had the claw. And the word you've used often this afternoon, Jordan, is scrap. And if they get this one, they get this out here against a very good hitter in who we got here, Swinney at the plate, then they'll feel pretty good about themselves.
Most definitely. Of course, we'll have to see what Swinney can do. His first at-bat of the night. As Moore started off in the DH role, came in to pitch, and is now out, replaced by Sweeney. So Sweeney with a good rip, but it goes right back to Fowler, who throws it over to first.
And that's going to do it. That's game one. There is a game number two, but we're only doing one game today, Jordan, and we've had a heck of a ball game.
Most
Fowler,
definitely.
Complete game. Four runs given up over seven innings and a 6-4 battle. We had a good battle out there this afternoon. I mean, it was anybody's game. It was back and forth all game long.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm glad we got to come out here and see this game. Now, the difference is, you know, Fowler goes the entire distance for Lexington, the only guy that they used. Mars Hill had to use three different pitchers to get through the first game, so we're not going to be here to see the second one. I sort of wish we were, just to see how Coach Mitchell, Jay Mitchell, for the Mars Hill Panthers, decides to attack this one. Who he's going to have on the mound? Is it their ace? Is it somebody else? I'm not sure what their plan is, but burning through three pitchers like that, man, I tell you, it's going to be tough going into the second game. If Lexington comes out and plays like they did that first time, it should be a good matchup, but I'm going to give the advantage to Lexington just because of the expense of pitchers Morris Hill had to use. But we're going to step aside for 2 minutes. Maybe we can get a coach up here and talk with him, and we will be right back to wrap this broadcast up. You're listening to our Fox Game of the Night on 97.9 Fox Sports Shoals.
Welcome back in, folks. We are live here in Lexington, Alabama, on the campus of Lexington High School, and we just had a great baseball game where the Lexington Bears got a much-needed win today and knocked off a very, very good and talented Morris Hill team 6-4. Right now I'm hanging out with the star pitcher of the night, Tucker Fowler. Tucker, good afternoon, buddy. How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
Bet you're feeling a little better after getting that W.
Oh, a lot better. It was much needed. We had a good week of practice, and we knew we were going to need this one, so we come out and fought.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You really pitched a good game, and Morris Hill's got some good hitters, and at moments they challenged you and got to you, but as a whole, you were able to keep your composure and continue to get outs.
Yes, sir. That's what Coach Mitchell talks about constantly, keeping your composure. It's going to happen. Just let it happen and embrace the struggle.
I like that mindset. I like that quote, embrace the struggle. And, you know, coming off pneumonia, you know, I would have never thought you were that sick because you didn't look weak out there. When you talked with Coach Mitchell before the game, did you think you would be on a pitch count, or was it just something we'll gauge and see how you feel throughout the game?
Well, I started the last game we played against Rogers here, and he said, we're going to give you 50, 75 pitches, and we'll see where you go from there. And I went all seven that game, and I wasn't expecting anything less this game.
Well, so you know that you're called upon to do good things. And, Tucker, you weren't quick. Has anybody ever told you you weren't really quick out there?
At pitching lessons, he tells me to slow it down. He tells me to slow it down constantly because I can go about 45 pitches in about 15 minutes.
I mean, is it one of those things that you just get in a rhythm and you just your competitive juices start flowing and you just want to work?
Well, when I find my rhythm up there and I'm throwing strikes and I feel good and I let it go, if I'm going, I don't like times in the game. I mean, I love our country, but when they did the national anthem, I was like, let's get it over with. I'm ready to get back going.
I love our country, but guys, let's start this. We need to do this before we get started. Yeah, we were a little confused up here, too. Everybody just stops and starts saluting their hearts here, I'm thinking, or putting their hands over their hearts and finding the flag. I said, I guess we better get to a commercial break. Tucker, you were fun to watch today, man. We really thought you did a good job. You had a nice fastball, did a great job working your off-speed stuff, and thought you kept a really good lineup off balance. You got to feel pretty good about yourself.
Yes, sir. My pitching's my thing. I love to do it. I just love it.
I love watching a good pitcher. I enjoy watching you. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right, that was Tucker Fowler, and right now we're going to step aside for just a quick 60-second timeout. When we get back, I'm going to hand the headsets over to Jordan Campbell and Coach Cole Mitchell, and you'll get to hear from the winning coach. Stay right here on our Fox Sports Shoals Game of the Week.
Welcome back here to your post-game coverage of our game of the night between the Lexington Golden Bears and the Morris Hill Panthers. Jordan Campbell sitting here now with the winning coach, Cole Mitchell. Coach, we talked about it this morning, and you said some of the problems you guys had endured early in the season was putting the bat on the ball, stringing some hits together, having a few things go your way. Today, that worked out, and I talked about it the whole night with Matt. I talked about your team being scrappy. What inspires that scrappy mindset of your team? I mean, those guys never quit on you. I mean, was it something special? Was it just facing Morris Hill? You know, what was the key to the victory?
You know, these guys have worked their tails off, and a lot of that just came down to we're getting ready for area play, and that basically as long as we've got a pitch left, as long as we've got an at bat left, we've got an opportunity to win the game. And we did swing it well today. Did very good with runners in scoring position. So very proud of those guys.
Now I want to talk about Tucker real quick. Of course, Matt just spoke with him, but do you know about how many pitches he threw today?
He was about 90-95.
90-95. So he'll be on a couple days rest before he can go again. But what a game pitched by him. Matt was talking to him about the speed. How often do you preach to him, you need to slow down, man? I mean, he gets in a groove, and I understand he wants to go, but he told Matt, he said, during the national anthem, man, I was just wanting to go.
I'll be honest, I never tell Tucker to slow down.
Really?
Beginning of the year, I was calling all pitches, and now I've turned it over to Todd. Todd does a great job, and, of course, Tucker trusts Todd, and, you know, when Tucker's on, he wants to go quick, and as long as he's going quick, then I'm going to let him go quick. That means he's on.
That's right. I mean, once he gets into his rhythm, you know what you've got. I mean, obviously, he's the ace of this staff. He's setting the tone for your guys. But I want to ask you this. How does it feel to beat a team and a coach like Jay Mitchell? Obviously, well, you know about his baseball acumen and the state championships he's accrued at Morris Hill, the way that he runs his teams. I mean, you know, they've got talent coming in. How does it feel to get a victory over a guy like that?
I mean, it's awesome. Jay's always done a great job with those guys. He's always got players that, you always expect when guys graduate, you know, it might be a down year for them. Mars Hill's not one of those teams. They always plug and play. He does a great job of turning those guys into great baseball players, and he always does that, and this team is a great team as well.
One more thing I want to talk to you about. Colin Huntley, an All-State caliber catcher behind the plate for Morris Hill, he had some struggles today. Do you think the fact that he was having struggles, you can accredit that to the fact that you guys were aggressive on the base pass? Were you going into this game, did you say to yourself, I don't care how good this guy is, I know what my team has, we're going to challenge him?
I'll be honest, I tell the guys every day and told them today, I want us to control us. I don't want anything to do with the other team. I want to do what we can do. I said we're going to put pressure on them. We put pressure on them, and you know, they folded at times. We luckily were able to step right in and score some big runs in those key situations. And putting pressure on guys makes them force an error or force a drop throw or a bad throw. So we had a couple of those go our way tonight, and it turned out well for us.
Now, Coach, shifting our gears a little bit here and looking at the other game in tonight's doubleheader, we will not be on the call for that, but give us a little bit of a preview of what you're going with as far as your lineup goes. Are things going to be about the same, and who you got going on the hill?
Things will be about the same. The only change you'll see is Tucker Fowler will be in right field. Tyler Cruz will be on the mound. Everything else will be the same. If it's good, let's stick with it.
All right. I like it. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you as you go forward in the career. Hope to see you guys, or in the season. Hope to see you guys in the playoffs, okay?
I do too. Appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. Of course. Thank you. Thank you. That was the head Lexington coach, Cole Mitchell, sitting down to join the postgame coverage of the show. And he's handing the headsets off to Matt. We're going to wrap things up here and then head back to Florence. But, Matt, a phenomenal game we got to see between two very good teams. We talked about it the whole time. You know, you can never look at this Morris Hill team if you're Lexington and say, we've got you beat. I mean, even up until the last at-bat, you can never look at them and say, we've got you beat. And I tell you what, I'm impressed by the way Lexington fought the entire time tonight.
No doubt about it, Jordan. You talked about how scrappy they were as a team, and they showed that grit, that toughness all night long. I mean, I thought they looked really good early. Then it felt like Mars Hill kind of restole some of that momentum. But when it came down to it, a couple errant plays by Mars Hill probably aided Lexington, but you know what? They took advantage of it. And at the end of the day, you know, when a team takes advantage of something, they're the smart team. And so, you know, big win for them, and they needed to win. This is the team, and you alluded to this earlier. You know, lost 7-6, lost 7-6, lost 3-1, lost 13-11. So even though that record's 2-7, they're not out there getting beat 10-2 every time they hit the diamond. They've just been on the wrong side of some close games. Now, today, they actually found themselves on the right side of a close game. That's got to feel good for them.
Yeah, and, you know, you and I, we don't have a rooting interest in either one of these schools. Whoever wins is whoever wins. It doesn't matter to us, but it's good for the team that's been through some struggles recently under a fairly new coach to come out here and get a marquee-type victory over a team as talented as Morris Hill.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be a lot of fun to track these teams. I mean, the one thing about baseball, and I'm not a big fan of this in high school baseball, is that you'll play 25 games or so, 25 to 30 games, and six of them count, you know, for the most part. I guess right. It depends how big your area is, but in this in their area, you know, in both of these teams' area, they'll play six games. That's the three other teams in their area. They'll play them twice, and the top two make the playoffs. So that's kind of tough, because, you know, if you play great, you know, and you have a great record, but you struggle in your area, you don't get an opportunity. I guess the flip side of that and the positive is, If you don't do so well in your non-area games, but you take care of business in your area, then you can be rewarded for that. I'm not a big fan. I want to see more games mean more. But for the playoffs, they're all this is just really prep for a small amount of games. But at the end of the day, you want to have confidence going into those area games, and a game like this could give Lexington a lot of confidence. I expect Mars Hill to really battle back and give them one heck of a fight here in game number two.
Yeah, most definitely. Like I say, we're not going to be covering that game, but if you want to get out here to Lexington to watch that one, you're not going to be disappointed, I would imagine. It looks like Sam Abernathy is warming up over in the bullpen for Mars Hill. I would imagine if he's warming up, he's going to be the guy.
It looks like he could be. I mean, Mars Hill's got a lot of guys they can throw out there. I heard Coach Mitchell allude to the fact that Tyler Cruz is going to be on the hill for Lexington. But, Jordan, I do want to mention some of our sponsors here before we wrap up this broadcast. Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden, you can find them at 4990 Cloverdale Road in Florence. They have the gravelly mower for you from zero turn to walk behinds. Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden can help you get it done. Also, Drew Malone, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, your long-term financial partner. Drew is located at 801 East Avalon Avenue, Suite 203 in Muscle Shoals, 256-389-1986. That number, once again, 256-389-1986. Edward Jones, making sense of investing in YMCA of the Shoals. The YMCA of the Shoals, here for a better community, a better family, a better you. Go see them today. Visit YMCAShoals.org or give them a call at 256-246-9622. That number for YMCA of the Shoals, once again, is 256-246-9622.
Well, Matt, I don't know about you. It's been a little bit chillier than I wanted it to be, even though the temperature said it was 52. I'm ready to get back to Florence. But congratulations to the Lexington Golden Bears. Tough luck for the Mars Hill Panthers. They've got another chance to come out, try and even up this series here on the day since it is a doubleheader. And like I've said two or three times, get out here, catch this game. It's going to be a good one. And if baseball's not your thing, it looks like Lexington and Brooks are playing over on the adjacent softball field. Maybe you can come catch that game too.
Yeah, a lot of athletics going on here. Jordan, great job on the color partner.
Same to you.
You will have the broadcast by yourself on Saturday night. It's 6 o'clock Central in Sheffield. I'll be at 2nd and 13 Sports Bar and Grill from 4 to 6. 4 to 5 will be a full one-hour show, and then 5 to 6 we'll do some live breaks, but come hang out with us at 2nd and 13 in downtown Sheffield. Got a lot going on in Sheffield. And then Saturday night, the Lauderdale County Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame banquet, going to be a lot of fun. Steve Harrison, the longtime director of that banquet, will join me tomorrow morning on Matt in the Morning, so tune in for that as well. Jordan, appreciate your time, buddy.
Thank you
guys for listening to us tonight. Have a great rest of the evening, and I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Spring is right around the corner, and Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden in Florence has all the latest from Steel, including the new battery-powered Steel saws, trimmers, and blowers.
Be the boss of any project with Steel.
If you want rock-solid dependability in your lawnmower, then gravelly mowers are at the top of the list. From zero turn to walk-behind models, the folks at Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden have the gravelly mower for you. Oakley Napa Lawn and Garden, 4990 Highway 157 in Florence, can help you get it done.
At Kauai, the talented and supportive staff helps their members find health and balance in their lives. That's why they're there every day, making sure you know what you're capable of and encouraging you along the way. At the YMCA of the Shoals, they have something for everyone. The Y offers a unique combination of programs that improve health, nurture you, like Zumba, yoga, Pilates, and water aerobics. Visit YMCAShoals.org or call them at 256-246-9622. The YMCA of the Shoals, here for a better community, a better family, a better you.
But here's the thing, and this is what LeVar Ball doesn't realize. He's one of those guys that doesn't realize that behind his back, everybody's laughing. I mean, a lot of people are laughing to him, but he's like the class mouth of the class clown in high school. Oh, he's a funny guy. Do you take him seriously? No, I don't take him seriously. That's who he is. Nobody, he's fun. He's fun. He cuts through the clutter. He's a fun story right now.
You're listening to Jason Smith.
Don't overthink it.
Weeknights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. Fox Sports Radio.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, it's spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?